different possibilities. We discussed the Rosh about Asara Zehuvim, and the Shach wants to bring it right that there's no Shlichus from there. The first Tannenbaum wants to say maybe not, maybe there is Shlichus, but still, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, what he's saying is that still the din of Asara Zehuvim is only for the actual person who's the Baal HaMitzvah. It's his real mitzvah, like that's the father. The Marach or Zeruah on page 3. Who's the Marach or Zeruah? What is Marach? Marach is Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim or Zeruah. He was the son of the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah is one of the great poskim, the great Rishonim. And the Marach or Zeruah was his son. So he has a different spin on Simon Kuf Chav Ches on when do we say, the question that we're dealing is, when do you say Shlichus works and when doesn't? Obviously I can't make a Shlich to put on tefillin, but I can make a Shlich for Kedushin. I can make a Shlich for Truma. So how come sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work? So the Marach or Zeruah says, Tanan, Ha'ish Mekadosh Bo B'Shlucho, Marino Gemara Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho, it came b'shchita v'pashas chala nema bo v'lo yas se shliach lishkot behem to lahakish chala misosu v'am lo yadati eik lu v'en yivarech al shchitas behem es shimon o v'pashas chala misa she'enu mitzuva lishkot behem ezu v'lo lahakish chala misa zu. How can I point to shliach and he's going to make a bracha asher k'nishanu mitzosu v'tzivonu to be mafrish truma, but it's not his truma, it's not his produce? How could the shliach make a bracha? Gam maishno hafreshes chalish sheyochol l'chayim mitzvaso al day shliach tikol mitzvah tefillin tzitzis sukkah lulav v'chilas matzah. He says shem shchita v'hafreshes chalish ein mitzvasom el shetiskon ha'isa. Whereas it was suggested here before that every mitzvah you have to understand what the point of the mitzvah is. By truma, there's nothing holy about the actual action of being mafresh. What's significant about truma is the result, that we want that hafresha takes place and the isa will be fit to eat. Or shechita is not so much the action of the shechita, it's the result that takes place. Chen kedushin, ikar mitzvah, by kedushin, what's the mitzvah by kedushin? It's not so much the giving of the ring is so important, it's the status of being married. Of course, you have to go through that action to do that. Ikar mitzvah shayol isha mikudashes chaim geirushin v'afreshes truma shchitas kachim kviyas mezuzah asiyas makir. All these things are result oriented mitzvahs. When the mitzvah is a result oriented mitzvah, then shlichus works, because shlichus says that since the most important thing is the result, the action is just leading to the result, so then you can have a shlich. So by Kiddushin and Gerushin and Truma and Mezuzah and Makah, all these mitzvahs are not so much the action, but the result that the action brought about. So since the Ikar is the result, so we don't mind that you don't do the action yourself. You can appoint the Shliach. There the Torah was Mechadesh, that there's a concept of Shliach. Aval b'tfilin, it sits v'achilas matzah v'sukkah v'lulav ain't shaykh shlichus. Because over there those mitzvahs are not result oriented, they're action oriented. Right, no, mezuzah is result oriented, that's what we said. So mezuzah, you can appoint a shliach to put up the mezuzahs for you. Exactly, mezuzah we said is in the category of the result oriented. Okay, shchita, Boye mitzvazu mitzvah bo yosef shluchach shenogu kol rabbeinu kol olam. Av bishe bekim hilcha shchita nosnim lechazan lishchot. Chen yei hafrashas chala. Lamed is benotor shemchil maskim lamdim. Chen yei gam b'mila. And now he makes a comment by Mila. Shafil ha'av uman. Right, we saw the Shach said if the father knows how to do it, he should never give it over to the moel, right? If the father could do it. So he says, even if the father knows how to do it, yochol lechatchila lo malach elamol. Says the Baruch HaZeruah, even if the father knows how to do the Mila, he could still lechatchila hire a moel. Why? Against the Shach. Says Avu Pisha Medila Eina Mol Nena Kamavia Ben Eina Nena Rehim Shavim Uchol Eil Yochol Shlich Lavarach Chem Kedushin Eini Sover Klal She Yochol Shlich Lavarach Lachadish As Isha Moshe Mishalech Omed Etzlo. So I think what he's saying is here the same idea, that whenever it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and Mila is also a result-oriented mitzvah, that he should be Nemo. And there's another famous tshuva in the Maracha Zeruah, that's what he says, that Mila really, you have to do a Maisa, but the Iker is the result. And that's why, right, the Iker is the result. So therefore, whenever the Iker is the result, so then you can do a Shliach. Because Shliach means that we're not so machbid on the Maisa. When you do it, someone else does it. We really care about the result. The result is the same. So Kedushin, the whole point is the result. But Lulav, there's no result. Lulav is the action. Sukkah is the action. It's not, you do an action to lead up to a result. Kedushin, you do a Maisa Kedushin to lead up to a result of the status of marriage. Well, so that's what he says is the difference between these two things. These two types. In other words, you don't have come. You see, the Tzos and Tosfos Rid were giving all these different things. Shlichus on the Maisa, Shlichus. Tosfos Rid has whole thing. Maracha or Zeruah, I think, is the simple explanation. If I would have to vote from the three, the Tosfos Rid thing is that you have to be involved, right? Or the Tosfos Din of Maisa. Or Zeruah says you have to look at every mitzvah. What is the mechuvan of that mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah that only has a Maisa? Or is it a mitzvah that has a Maisa, which the Maisa leads into a result? Tzitzis.
No. Or is it the fact that when you have a four corner beged, we only care that there are tzitzis on it?
Well, tzitzis is it, we pass in tzitzis as it did in when you're wearing it. Right, so in other words, when you wear a garment, so that's not going to be. So what do you mean you're going to make this shliach for what? Because there's no chiyuv by tzitzis, really. It's a chiyuv is on the when you wear that garment. So if you're not wearing it, you're not wearing it. So of course, but it would also be a maisa without a result, because it's the wearing of a beged of tzitzis. Yeah. Okay, so that's how. So according to him, he writes that mila even lechatchila, you can go ahead and appoint the shliach, even if you yourself can do it. So this is the tshuva of the Or Sameach, Marach Or Zeruah, not the Or Zeruah, but the Marach Or Zeruah. Okay, good. Okay, now let's go back to Bez Hashem. Remind me, Sunday we're going to have a shiur in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Okay, please come. You should all be able to, if you're in the country, you should come. get out of the country in order to come. Okay. Okay, we're on Mem Beis of Adal. Mem Beis of Adal. Bottom Tosfos we're up to. So let's learn the Gemara a little bit. Again. Two dots. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Yisomim shabo lachlok b'nichsei aviyim. That if Yisomim want to divvy up the father's estate, the father died and there's a bunch of Yisomim, and either the way the Vilna Gaon writes, Peirush Sharambam she Yisomim gedolim uktanim, rotsim gedolim lachlok. Whereas there's some older Yisomim, some younger Yisomim, whatever it is. So obviously the Yisomim Ktanim don't have to deal with themselves. So they can't do business, so you appointed an apotropos, a caretaker, to help them out. So Yisomim Shabo Lachlok V'nichse Avim Bezdin Amidin, says the Gaon, Perish Laktanim. There was Bezdin appoints an apotropos for Ktanim, Uborim Lahem Chelak Yafe. And he tries to get a good share. In other words, every cotton that he's representing, he's trying to get that cotton something good in the assets of the father. Vim higdilu yicholum limchos. So says the Gemara, but the Yisomim now are 9 years old, 10 years old, etc. So what happens when they become bar mitzvah? And they don't like what happens. They don't like what portion they got. So Tanakhama says, Yicholim Limchos, that when they become bar mitzvah, they could protest and say, we want that it to be divvied up again. We don't like the way it was divided. We want it to a new thing. We want it to be divided again. So the first opinion says they have a right to say that. You call them limchos. Rav Nachman Didei, Rav Nachman himself, though as the first statement was Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Rav Nachman Didei means Rav Nachman on his own. His own opinion is not like that. Rav Nachman Didei Omer Im Higdilu Einam Yicholim Limchos. And Rav Nachman says that if they grow up and they're bar mitzvah, they have to stick with the way it was divided. They cannot be mocha. The imkain, ma koach bezdin yafa. Because if you're not going to let them divide it up, meaning if you're going to say that they could protest later on, so then what's the whole point of the bezdin getting involved here? Because bezdin gets involved and they make an apotropos, and if you're going to say later on he could just undo what the apotropos does, so then you've diminished the power of bezdin. What power does bezdin have then? That was the whole point. Bezdin made an apotropos, and now he gets to be 13. He says, I don't like it. We've got to start from scratch. That was the whole point. You take away Makoch Bezdin. What power does Bezdin have? Meaning, it's a rhetorical question. meaning they don't have power. If you could just say they can undo everything. So the Gemara continues. So that's the machlokas here. Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel says Bezdin Mamidim and Bapatropis and they can be mocha. Rav Nachman himself says they can't be mocha. So the Gemara asked the Kasha when the Islay Rav Nachmanim came Makoch Bezdin Yofa. Does Rav Nachman really hold that whatever Bezdin empowers into the Apotropis, it can't be revoked? That's not. We learned in a Mishnah, Shum Hadayonim, let's see Rashi, Borim Lel Chelk, Yofel Cholechet, Yofel Azev, Yofel Azev, Shum Hadayonim. What does Shum mean? What does the word Shum mean? What does the word Shum mean? Shin Vav Mem. Shum. One English word. You can say the right English word?
Evaluation.
Okay, what's the best English word? What?
Appraisal.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, sorry. What were you going to say?
Not that,
okay. Appraisal. Shum is an appraisal. It's not to be confused with the word shum, that's garlic. That's another shum. But shum is an appraisal. Let's see Rashi. Shum adayonim shashomu means they appraised. Nichse lova lamalva. Shalom b'fnei lova, or shalom idaitim shum d'lo havetzayis dinim. In other words, shum hadayonim. So what does that mean? What were they appraising? It was an appraisal, correct. What was the appraisal about? Huh?
Land.
Why? Is that what Rashi says? Rav Salanda, Shlita? Yeah. Oh, in other words, somebody, Reuven lent money to Shimon, so Reuven is the Malvin, Shimon is the Lova. Right? Reuven is the Malvin, Shimon is the Lova. And Shimon didn't pay back, so the halacha is that Reuven now has a claim to Shimon's land. Right? There's a lien on the land. Whenever you borrow money, the Malva has a lien on the land. He has, meaning that if the money's not paid back, he could take the land. But you have to appraise how much the land is worth to evaluate if he's taking the right amount or not. So Shum Hadayonim, says Rashi, Shoshamu Nichse Lova Lamalva, Shalobav Ne Lova. So as the Lova wasn't there, and the Malva said he owes me money, so they go to his field and they appraise the field. Or Shalomi Daitim Shum Dulohavatsaiz Dina. Or that in a case where somebody didn't listen, the Bezdin Paskin a certain way, that somebody owes money and the guy doesn't listen to pay money, so Bezdin can go ahead and appraise his property and then give it over to whoever the money is owed. Because the guy who's low tzayis means to listen. He wasn't listening to the din. So the Gemara says like this. Atanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Shum Hadayonim Shepichso Shus Ahosirish Shus Mechram Botel. What if the dayanim made a mistake and they misappraised it. Either they devaluated it by a sixth or they exceeded the appraisal by a sixth. Osirishus. So the Mishnah says mechren batel. So the whole mecher, meaning the whole thing that we award the malva based on that amount, is batel because they made a mistake. They made a mistake in the evaluation. So the whole thing has to be redone, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel learned mechren kayim. That it is kayim. In other words, whatever they appraised, and whatever they awarded to the malva, they awarded, and you don't go back. Because imkei makov bezdin yafa. Because if you don't say that, you can always go back. Then, what power does bezdin then have? And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbuna Barchinam Rav Nachman Halacha Kedivei Chacham." The halacha is kidivei chachamim that it's mechren batel, that it goes back. So the question the Gemara is asking is, before with the yisomim, you said that makor we paskind, that Rav Nachman says im kei makor bezdin yafa, that whatever the bezdin does stays, and here we're saying the mechren batel, so it's a spirit. So if the halacha is kidivei chachamim, the Rav Nachman is saying that mechren batel, that we reject what the Bezdin said. But before, Rav Nachman was the one that says you always follow whatever the Bezdin says. That does is not retractable. So it's a stira in Rav Nachman. What does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman himself. Originally he says that it's chayim, and here he's saying that originally he says that it's that they can't be mocha, and here he's saying because bezdin sock stays, and here he's saying that it can be reversed. So the verse says lo kasha. Had the tohu, had the lo tohu. Rashi, had the tohu, had the pochus shtus of hosir shtus. So there's a big difference in the case. In the case where Bezdin misevaluated, so of course, that's why Rav Nachman says in that case, it's batel, because they made a mistake. But in the case of the Yisomim, it's not that they made a mistake. The Yisomim don't like it, but they didn't make a mistake. So in that case, whatever Bezdin says, Rav Nachman holds, sticks. In the other case, it doesn't stick, because there they made a mistake, here they didn't make a mistake. Had the Tohu, had the Lo Tohu. So the Gemara asked the question, either Lo Tohu, if there was no mistake made, so why you call them Limchol? So why are the Yisomim going to be Mocha when they're 13 years old? If there was, we're saying that case, that you can't be mocha, is when there was no mistake. But if there was no mistake, so then what are they? What's the havamina that the yisomim are going to be mocha? So the Gemara answers: Idlo tomai yicholim limchos, yicholim limchos beruchos. Rashi, beruchos. Misha nafal lochelik bedorim. Omer loach lochelik betzafan. Shai shalom shom sodas mukhlo. Shenafal lo beimo. Whereas Bezdin made a chaluka for the Yisomim. And then, so the question is, afterwards they get older, can the Yisomim say, we don't like it, divvy it again? So it's a machlokas. Rav Nachman Paskin cannot. Because Bezdin didn't make a mistake. Just because you didn't like it, there was no inherent mistake. It's not like the other case where Bezdin misappraised it, here there was no mistake. Right? So,
question is, so why are these someone coming to be mocha? And then we're telling them, according to Nachman, you can't be mocha. Why are they being mocha? So they be mocha beruchos. What does that mean? Mocha beruchos means the peasant had an honest job, but there were two pieces of land. One was in the north and one was in the south. And you had to give somebody the north one and somebody the south one. So they got the north. Now when they grow older, they say, hey, we don't like them. We want the south. So why did you give us the north? And then Rashi explains why they want the south over the north, because maybe they have another piece of land that they got from their mother that's next to the one in the south that they would much rather have that land nearby to the land that they own anyway from their mother. So there's no inherent estate, but still that's not what they want. So that's the machlokes, whether when the Yisomim get old, can they say, divvy it up again. So one opinion says they can, hold them close, and that's Rav Nachman and Dana Shmuel. Rav Nachman personally holds on, because the Tzad has no power to that. And in that case, the event really is a mistake made, it's just you want this land over. The other case is not much a mistake, they made a mistake in the appraisal. So then, you could, then it has to, you know, revoke what they said. But yeah, there's no mistake. It's just you prefer the north over the south, or vice versa, that will not change the Bezdin's.
Rav Gabriel.
What's the difference between they're splitting out, when they come to the court, if they work assignment like that, they have to split these nine, how do they choose who gets what?
Look, we're next, wait, hold for that. I mean, Pasha says they deliberate, right? But we'll see. Tosis is going to discuss. Yeah, but we're going to see the bottom Tosis, okay? Wait for a second. I'd be spoiled.
Why did it make the point that it was Bnei
Yeah, so, yeah, in other words, Rashi says, because there was, yeah, why is he saying that it's shalom b'fnei lova? Why is Rashi adding that in? In the bottom Rashi in Membei Zimra Aleph, where they made a mistake. Kersh? Right. It doesn't have to be there. That's probably what happened. If Lova would have been there, he would have caught it. So he's saying his case for the Lova wasn't there. Okay, let's see the bottom Tosis. Borim Lahem Chelik Yofit. So what does that mean? That the apotropis tries to get a good chelik for the yisom, right? Borim lehem chelik yosef. So what does borim mean? What does that word mean? So it's not a trick question.
It shows one over the other.
What is
choose?
Who chooses? Apotropos. In other words, Apotropos is going to be involved in the deliberation, and ultimately going to choose what he thinks is something a good thing, a good settlement for the Yisom. So says Tosis, Miloshen Borin, Hayemidak Degri. So the fact that it uses a Lashon Borin, so the Ri was Medaktek, the Hainu below Goral. Obviously, there's no Goral here. It's not you just pick lots. The Mabre was Shayach B'Goral. Because if there was a Goral, that's not called choosing. That's called drawing lots. Whereas if you want to have, there are five pieces of land, and you want to know who gets what, so you can draw lots, right? In other words, you put five pieces of paper into a bag, and each piece of paper has the name of a different land, and each one picks up, and whatever you pick, you win, right? So that's a goro. But Tosis says from the Ri, from the fact that it uses the Lashon Borerin, which means to choose, so it's mashma, and this is what Gabriel was discussing before. The Rishita is that it's not by Goro. It's not by Goro. It's somehow that they deliberate and the choice is made. But not by Goro, because Goro, the word Goro and Borin are austere to each other. The Mabre or Shaykh Bagoro, Bayam Farish, She'ain't Shrikim Goro. You don't need Goro. And not only you don't need Goro, Velo Shumas Bezdin. Meaning, when the apotropis, let's say not like the Rav in the name of the Rambam, that it's five little kids, so the apotropis is going to make a chalukah for all these kids. So does the apotropis have to go to Bezdin? So he says, no, he can do it all himself. Bezdin appointed him, but he doesn't have to go to Bezdin, that the Bezdin should make the appraisals on the pieces of land. He can do the whole thing. He's the total power to divide the land for the kids. So by the fact that it says Borin, it means the apotropis is Borin. Borin, so there are two implications of the word Borin. Number one, that there's no Goro. Number two, that there's no Bezdin even. It's just the apotropis or whoever the apotropis is dealing with, but not through the vehicle of Bezdin. And the whole thing is totally on what the apotropis thinks. Similar to if the Yisomim would be Gdolim, so they would all get together and they would all decide. So the same thing over here. In other words, if they would be gedolim, each one would decide which one he wants, and they would come to an agreement, and that's how they would do it. So the same thing by, so now they can't do it because they're too young, so the apotropis does it with his mind, without the Bezdin, without a Goro. V'chein le'inyan dina d'gud o igud. Nami nira l'ri, d'havu ki yisomim asmam yicholim lachlok shnei chafatzim afogav d'travay utzrichi l'hai utzrichi l'hai. V'shayach be'gud o igud. So there is a concept in Shas called good o igud. You ever hear that? Where is it found? Bav Basra Daf Yud Gimel. The famous sugya Bav Basra Daf Yud Gimel, good or igud. What does good or igud mean? Good. What does good mean? Good. What? Pull. Pull. So what does that mean? Pull. Good as the pull. So what does that mean? And what does ego mean? Good means the pull. Ego? You have clocks. they own a piece of land, the Shukus.
Okay. Then one day they decide they don't want to own the land, the Shukus, anymore. Okay? They don't want to own the land, the Shukus, anymore. So, they split the land. You'll get half and I'll get half. Right? That's called making a halukah. Good or e-good means the following. Let me tell you the case and then I'll explain how the words mean what they say. Good or e-good means, say the father left the car. That's what he left. See? And the two brothers, two sons. So what are you going to do? Put the car? You can't split a car. Split the land. You can say, you own this buy with a car, a cell phone, you can't split. Not physically wrong to split. Okay? So, good or e-good means either I buy you out or you buy me out. But if the piece of the car is worth $20,000, so what is good or good mean? Good means I'll pull, meaning I'll keep the item and I'll buy you out. Or e good, you pull the object, you keep the object, and buy me out. And that's why Shukra also. Two people are Shukra to the car, and now they don't want to be a Shukra. Say they own a car service together, and they own this one car. That's the car service. And now they don't want to have the car service anymore, so they want to split their way. So, you can keep the car and pay me, or I can keep the car and pay you. The same thing might be so. You want to split. The car is left in Yerusha. So either you could, see, one brother takes the car and pays off the other brother, or vice versa. So that's good or e-good. Mishoch, or e-good, or emshoch. Either you pull the object towards you and pay me my share. In other words, how much will he pay it? Pay him half. Or emshoch, I'll pull the object and I'll pay you half. And I'll keep the object. And I'll pay you half. This way we split it. But just to tell, they want to have the car. So we'll at least get some of have the car. So instead of just selling the car and just splitting the money, so you pay me off or I pay you off. So obviously you do that when the object is not something that you can split. Or say there are two objects and both want both of them. In other words, it's two things. There's a car and a stereo. They both need both of them. They both want both of them. So again, same thing. So they don't want to say you take the car and take the stereo. They don't want to do that. So they want to either have one person take everything and the other one will be bought out or vice versa. So could the apotropos also make that decision also? Of who's buying out who? Could he involve himself in a good or e good split or not? That's the question. So let's see inside. They can do it. So it's even look at a good or e-good,
they can do, they could, the apotropis could do a good or igud. Lachlo shnei chafotzim, they can split two items. Now, the way they're going to split the two items is not that you take one item and me take one, because avogav the travayu tzrichi lahayu tzrichi lahay. They both need both of them. The shayich be good or igud, so that's when you say good or igud. Shemidu chachamim eil apotropis shanasu oide bezin kimo yisomim asmam. So the apotropis is like the yisomim, just like the yisomim, if they would have been gedolim, they could decide amongst themselves who's going to do the good or who's going to do the igud. So the same thing over here. The Savrusam Levad, their svaris, their logic, their mindset is enough to Yachaluka. Kishnei Achim Gedolim Hachalukim Nichsei Avim Shaborav Lo Kol Echad La'atzmo. That just like two older brothers, they can do the split by themselves. And similarly, who are dealing in Dina do good or Igud? The Mihana Chalukas are Patrop and Lagamre. So that's the Rishita. The Rishita is the Apotropos can do everything. They don't have to go to, they can do, they don't do a Goral, because it says Borim. They do it all based on their logic. And they can do as if whatever the Yisomim could do when they get older. So now that they're not older, the apotropos can do it now all for them. And they can do it based, and they can do a good or igud, they can do a regular split, or a good or igud split, without a goral, without bezdin, etc. That's the opinion of the Reed. Continues Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam mefarish dehainu dafka begoral. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And he says, no, dafka begoral. Is it a big tircha to do a lot? Of course not. Meaning, so do a lot. And you also need the bezdin to appraise. Just the opposite of the reed. Says bezdin is not involved, goral is not involved. No, you need the bezdin to appraise. Then you can have a goral. But you have to know how each thing is valued. So Rabbeinu Tam is much more limiting. He says you can't base it on your own decisions. You have to have a shuma, and you have to have a goro. And furthermore, v'davke v'dover de lo shayich be good or igud. And you can't do a good or igud. Meaning if it's there good or igud, you can't make the decision who's buying out who. You can't do that. Only a chalukah, when there are two pieces of land, so you go to Bezdin to find out how much each land is worth, and then do a goral of who's going to get what. And you can't do a good or igud. So then the question comes back. So what's tried borin? Reed said borin can't mean a goral, because borin, by definition, like Schlechter said, means you choose. If it's a goral, that's not choosing. So if Rabbeinu Tam says you have to do a goral, so what's the lashon borin? Uborin shaykh shapir begoral. In other words, borin can mean like this. Say there are three fields. So there are two ways you could split up three fields. Either you could say each field, say there are three fields and there are three brothers. So one way you could do it is say each brother gets a third of each field. That's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is saying no, each brother will get a whole field, and that's how we'll split it up. So borin means that the apotropos decides what's a good chelik to have. Whereas to have a third of each field is not such a good chelik. That's not so good. A third here, and a third there, and a third there. So the apotropos decides what. In other words, before we do the lot, We have to decide what the prizes are. Right? So that's what the apotropos does. He decides what each person could win, could get. He defines it. Then you take a lot to define which particular one you get. But first you have to define what the prizes are. So they might say it's not good to have a third in each field, to divide it into ninths. They say, divide. This is one field is considered one kaluka. This field is another. This field is a third. So that's the borin aspect. The borin is the pre-goro thing. Borin shaykh shapir begoro kagon shim shchayosh yesham shalos sodosh shalo yachloku kol achas legimu chalokim el borin kol achas levada shay kol echad talko echad bevas achas. So that's the borin, that everyone should have their field next, the whole thing in one place, not split up. There's also there are other things regarding, you know, ladders and windows, meaning what's considered one chaluk. This thing has a couple of ladders, but and not so many windows. This is has windows but not ladders. What's called a chaluk? Then you define what's called a chaluk based on different considerations, then you make the goral to see who gets what chelik. Shami loshon chelik yofe, and that's what it means chelik yofe. That it was going to make sure that everyone gets a chelik yofe. Then which chelik yofe? That's the goral. V'shuv hoder ri l'peirush abedatam. This is like how often do you see this in Tosis? There's the machlokas bali Tosis, and at the end of Tosis says, after Rabbeinu Tam explained his position to the Ri, he changed his mind and he's molded to Rabbeinu Tam. I was convinced by the Ri. I was getting into the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam, but in the end, everyone agrees. And Borin L'Chelek Yotzeh is like Rabbeinu Tam, is Al Yedei Goro and not good at Igud. So I want you to explain to me what is the machlokas here. Why does Rabbeinu Tam say what he says, and why does the Ri say what he says? Why should it be? But why would one think you should have a girl, not have a girl? In other words, the Rishit originally was no girl, no bezdin, just no. Well, it's all up to the apotropos. He doesn't need a girl, doesn't need a bezdin. He can even do a good or eager. And Rabbeinu Tam says you can't do a good or eager. You need bezdin. You need a girl. The Ri is so expansive. Rabbeinu Tam is so limiting. And then in the end, the Rabbeinu Tam agrees to the Ri. I mean, the Ri agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. Did you want to say something, Shimon? Are you sure?
You say that they're arguing on what if it is a valuable beer, right? The Ri says in order for something to be called beer, right, it has to be completely a beer. And it's going on the apotropos himself. So all the decisions, right, from like whether who gets the field and everything, since the beer goes on the apotropos, he has to make all the decisions, right? And as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, who says the beer is going on the the chelak, right? So as long as he just decides whatever the chelak is. That's considered enough
of beer for the public
beer, but
stands for the
Gwarti
and
Stan. What's the svara? Upper light?
Yeah,
it was. Yoni? Yeah, I think we're talking about the relationship between Morer and
Gora. Morer and? Gora. Gora, yeah.
That excludes Goral.
if you have a girl, you need borrow
first. It doesn't come from excluded, it comes to
right, but okay, right, so, but right, you're on the right track. You're on the right track, yes?
I think it's about focusing about pronouns. Like, when the bar says, or in the hand of the couple, who's it talking about? Right? So the Greek will say, oh, that's talking about the apotropos. Now, Jason is pointing out the troubles, the border is pointing out the troubles, right?
Right.
Whereas the Tom will say, no, that's still talking about what Jason is doing here. Right? Jason, number one, is I'll point the apotropos. Number two, right? Number two, they do all these other things. That's already in time, but it's much more of a focus on Jason. There you have to go,
Jason. Right, no, right. I agree with you. In other words, That's you explain textually why each one says what he says. Okay, granted. But what's the sorry, Kirsch?
Well, maybe we'll call it into who's out of trouble for it.
Loud?
Who's out of trouble for it? For the reason of the reason, and therefore we're going to be done. He says, me, but he's waiting for the kid. Remember, the kid is not for the baby, so before I go.
So who is he working for?
So we would hold that he's working for Jason, and therefore he's divorced. This is the issue before he comes, he can buy it as well. But in the time of the call, he's working for his kid. And then he has to go to court and take care of all those matters in court.
So if he's working for the president, so you're saying the question is who is that Trump is working for?
Right.
Yeah, so if he's working for the Bez, then but if he's working for the Assomim? Okay. Hey here. Square?
I don't understand according to Rabbeinu Tam what power an Apotropos has. That's the whole point of it. Basin is doing everything. Basin is doing control, Basin is doing.
But he's deciding what each portion is.
He's doing that, or Beis Din is doing
it? No. That's
so the whole mahalach is just all right on how much power does an apotropos
have? Yeah, okay. So, in other words, where does that stem from? So Kirsch wants to say the stems from how do you view the apotropos? Is the apotropos basically Beis Din's aid, or is it the Yisomim's aid? Pashim Trata should be the Yisomim's aid, right? Or no? What did you think before this process? So then, so we reiterate Murder Rabbi Natan that it's the kids apotropos. That's the Pashim Trata part. Okay, I'm going to say Beis Hashem will continue. So we have Shir Sunday, then Monday is Rosh Hashanah, Tuesday, Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah, Thursday we have Shir, and then next week we have it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday is Erev Yom Kippur, and Thursday is Yom Kippur. And so we're going to continue with discussing this evening.